Well, the Jonah Centre is 25 years old this October. It's a charity and has been providing low-cost self-catering accommodation for all sorts of groups, individuals. Being a charity, we work very closely with GPs, social workers, for people that would who need to get away from difficult situations. And yeah, we reopened in April, and the summer is getting busy.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. So tell me, how many log cabins do you have here?
We have 12 at the moment, and since 2017, we began a series of refurbishment plans. And so far, we've done 7 out of 12. With the funding hopefully in place, we'll be doing 2 more in the autumn. And we've given them a total makeover. We've got rid of all the old baths. We've given them much bigger bedroom bathrooms with showers. And they've been really popular with our guests over recent months.
So we're just down outside the granary barn. What actually goes on in here? Because there's lots of rooms, 2 floors. There's rooms upstairs. There's room downstairs. What can that be used for?
Well, the granary barn was in fact a granary barn. It was converted in 1986, and it's now on two levels. Downstairs, we have a fully functioning conference room with a massive kitchen, so groups can bring 40 to 60 people away for the weekend and cater for them quite comfortably. Upstairs, we've got a couple of breakout rooms, lounges that can sit around 15 people in each. We've also got reception and the office.
I know last year in the pandemic, in the lockdowns, that you were actually supplying the local councils with the log cabins to the homeless. That is an absolutely inspirational thing to do. Hats off to you there, Simon. What was, just quickly tell us what it was like to actually have the homeless people here and helping them out.
It was a real privilege. We met some great guys and one young lady who was sadly 3 months pregnant when she came to us. She's now delivered a lovely baby boy, James, in the last couple of weeks. But no, everyone there was from different backgrounds. They, rather than saying they were homeless, I like to say they were without a home, because some of them lost their accommodation through loss of jobs. Some of them, it was a breakdown in relationships. And we basically made sure that they were warm, they were off the street, they had plenty of food. And over recent months, we've worked with different agencies to ensure that actually they've now got their own permanent accommodation, and we've managed to find furniture and other sorts of fixtures and fittings so that they've got a home now for themselves.
Just tell me a little bit about the Jonah Centre, the charity itself. What does it actually mean?
Well, the charity was set up really to provide low-cost holidays for families that just wouldn't be able to afford to have a holiday. And over the last, well, I'd say 17 years, we've given something like 3,700 holidays away to a huge number of adults and children, ranging from different reasons they come away. It might be through bereavement, it might be families going through illness, through redundancy, through loss of jobs. And we subsidise that heavily by those that support the work of the charity. And it makes a big difference for some of these families who would just never, ever go on holiday. One lady I met, I remember, she was in her 50s and she said this was the only other bed she'd ever slept in. She'd never had a holiday.
Wow. And when they come down here, surrounded by the Wensleydale countryside, you've got Penn Hill in the distance there, surrounded by green fields here, you've got lots of animals. What else can you do while you're here?
But yeah, I mean, people go on the railway, they go to the cheese factory, they'll go to the castle. Now, some people just like walking. They will just go out each morning, go for a walk, and we've got 5 different walks in different directions that customers can use. You won't be bored if you come and stay here.
So I'm joined by Helen Kemp, who is a volunteer here at the Jonah Centre, and we're in the little barn, and we're surrounded by lots of chickens and Prudence the pig. Helen, just tell me a little bit about the animals you got here.
At the moment, we've got Prudence the pig, Sally the pony, Billy the pygmy goat, quite a lot of chickens, ducks, and 3 geese. But in the past, we've had different other animals as well.
And there's a bit of an alcohol theme going on here with naming, isn't there?
Yeah, just with the geese. One of the geese came and he's already called Martini. Then we've got a female and we decided to call her Cinzano.
So we're surrounded by lots of chickens, lots of ducks. I'm getting pecked on my leg right now by a few chickens. Just tell me a little bit about the chickens, because they've all got a personality and they've probably all got a name.
Yeah, most of them have got a name, actually. As you know, I got quite a lot of them from yourself. Some of these girls are here. I also got quite a few from Jonathan Barker, the manager of the co-op in Leyburn. Got them around about the same time, so February, March. So we've got quite a good collection. For a long while, we just had brown Warren chickens, but I decided to shake it up a bit. I wanted a bit more of a colourful flock, as it were. And so we also got some silky bantams. They're in the other field where the ducks live. And from yourself again, 5 Peking bantams. So we've got quite a good range of different breeds. And we've got, you know, we've also got Iron Samani, which is for chicken from Indonesia, and it's quite a rare breed. So we've got, yeah, we've got a good mixture of chickens here at the moment.
Good. So for the clients and customers who come to the Jonas Centre, what do the animals really mean to them?
The animals are here primarily as an attraction for our guests, but also for an educational purpose, really. We get a lot of people from inner cities, a lot of children and adults from inner cities who have never really been up close and personal with any farm animals. So it's a really good experience for them.
I bet it's a joy to watch the little faces smile away when they come across all these beautiful animals that we're surrounded by.
Yeah, it is. And we have children here that have problems, and you see them with the animals and the problems just go away. It's quite amazing to see, really.
Helen, you're an inspiration. Thank you for talking to us today, and thank you for volunteering here at the Jonas Centre.
Thank you very much. I love it. Wouldn't do anything else.
One last word from Prudence the pig. That's Prudence the pig at the Jonas Centre.